Banks isn't the answer. Never has been and never will be. So need to make that point very clear to people. There was a lot of debate went on before, and there was a lot of criticism from within the left about if you set a food bank up, you're doing the Tories dirty work for them. But my response to that was strict and instant. And I said to them, in 1984, I went on the streets in my hometown in Kirby doing collections for miners, for a miners support group, and collecting food for miners. How dare you tell me that that's charity? That is working class solidarity. Fast forward on a couple of years later, and you have the magnificent Liverpool Dockers fighting the vanguard of the trade union movement. Over a 2 year period, they tried to start the Dockers back into work. And what did working class communities do? They went out and collected food. Well before food banks were thought of or invented. And again, anyone there tells me that that's charity and not solidarity, will end up having a big argument. So I think need to make that perfectly clear. Fans supporting food banks aren't a food bank. I'll give you a quick insight into how we started. Unfortunately, in my day job as an organiser, being like the union, I was working with some fella called Ian Byrne, and we'd been down to London to a meeting with the Premier League. And the chief executive of the Premier League took great delight telling us what a wonderful organisation the Premier League was and how charitable it was. And all the clubs in the Premier League were really charitable. I'm really impressed by what he said. And then he implied fans don't particularly do that much, but the clubs and the Premier League does. So coming back from London on the train, me and Ian had a good 3 hour debate about the uniqueness of this wonderful city that we live in. And many of you won't realise the Bolton constituency in Liverpool is the only constituency in the country to have two Premier League football clubs in. So you've got these two big, massive organisations, absolutely adored by millions of people around the globe, with millions of pounds going through their tills, with players earning 100, 150, 200,000 pounds a week, and all the monies that they get through the broadcasting their deals, none of it ripples down into the local community. Six of the eight wards within the one constituency, unfortunately, are at the top of the table with regards to social and economic deprivation, and people are struggling. And it became quite apparent that we needed to do something. The following day, when we came back from London, we were attending a meeting in a community centre. And we thought we must have done something really good, could be really popular, because there was a queue. People were queuing to get into the community centre. Little did we know that people were queuing to get into a food bank. And it broke our hearts. After we attended the meeting, the chairman of the community association took us into their pantry larder, and the cupboards were bare. The only thing that was left was probably the biggest bag of pasta I've ever seen in my life. And about six small tins of tuna, which the community association was breaking down into smaller and smaller portions to make sure that people had food, that they weren't going to walk away in their hour of need. being the stupid sort of people we are, we decided then, and then that was the light bulb moment for us. We contacted Liverpool City Council, I don't know why, but we decided when we would do a food bank collection outside Goodison Park, and we'd collect food in the wheelie bin. Now, if anyone's ever been to a match and see a wheelie bin, they're quite good at collecting empty beer bottles and beer glasses and chip papers. And we got probably half a dozen bags of food. We went away from the game, and Everton did what they always do to me, and we got beaten 3-0. But it felt quite smoked, and we had half a dozen or so bags of food. And well, what do we do next? Well, on the Swampfield the week after, we've done exactly the same thing, out of a wheelie bin. Fast forward that on, 233 consecutive games to when the pandemic started. We'd gone from a situation where we were collecting food in a wheelie bin, to then a small van, then to a transit van, and then to a Mercedes Sprinter. On average, on match days, we were collecting one ton of food outside stadiums in this city. Now, when you looked at the enormity of what was going on, 30% of all food donated in this city was getting donated by football fans. So football fans aren't all these racist, drunken louts that the media would have you portray. They're actually decent, hard-working people, but people like us, the trade unionists, the socialists, they get the bigger picture. That campaign that we've run is being run under the hashtag Hunger Doesn't Wear Club Colours. And that was something that was very important to us when we first started on, because we didn't want it to be a blue thing, we didn't want it to be a red thing, and we didn't want it to be a Scouse thing. We spoke at length about the challenges that would lay ahead, that how we'd get other fan groups up and down the country to get on board and to get involved. And we laughed about how do we get Man City and Man United supporters in the same room. But we managed it, we've done it. Great sense of pride. Manchester United supporters food bank was launched on the day they played Liverpool, and Liverpoolians went and volunteered at the Manchester United, probably the fiercest game in terms of rivalry, with six Scousers standing outside the Man United food bank collecting food from bank unions. That's been replicated right across the country. Our colleague sitting at the back there from Fan Support Food Bank Scotland. And that's how big we've actually grown and how big we've become. We went up to Scotland in July and seven clubs got on board. And we probably pulled off the impossible up in Scotland. Massively impressed with the way young lads and then comrades have got stuck in and done what they've done in Scotland. And I was shocked when I heard that Rangers supporters were turning up at the Celtic Fan Support Food Bank Collection for the Old Firm Derby 2 weeks ago. That is a magnificent achievement, something that was beyond our wildest expectations. And I quite proudly claim, and I'm going to copyright it, Fan Support Food Banks signed the Good Friday Food Agreement. And that is exactly what working class solidarity can do. So we can say, well, I'm going to Southampton on Saturday morning to watch Everton. I'll be standing there, I'll make my donation at the Southampton Fan Support Food Bank's donation. Liverpool, and when I get that volunteer, would be outside Anfield. And that's what we created. They'll come up here and donate when they visit us. We'll go down and donate and volunteer. quality with them. And that's what it's all about. It's about football brands coming together. It's about collaboration of working class people and working class communities looking after their own. We have been immensely proud of what we've done, but we've never sat back and rested on our laurels, because while opposition the food banks, and we don't see food banks as the answer, we've set up food pantries. We currently operate 6 food pantries set right around geographically, right across the whole of the city. And what we decided to do was to put on mobile pantries so we could take the food to where it was needed. So we take our van into areas and work in partnership with local community groups. And we invite people to come along, £3.50. That £3.50, they get fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, fresh meat, and everyday essentials. If they don't use the pantry, they don't pay any membership as free. And they've been going now since 2019. The latest figures, vans supporting food banks have fed 73,000 families in Liverpool over the last 12 months. But we haven't just fed them, because they've now got on board and they're volunteers. They're getting them welled and they do match day collections with them. And the key to all of this, if you just imagine this, imagine the indignity, the anger, the frustration you must feel to get a voucher off someone and to walk through a door in a food bank in crisis and hand them your little voucher to get a couple of bags of food to keep you and your family. And I'll tell you how you'll feel. You'll feel as if you've failed. And I'd advise any of you who are about Liverpool, who are at a stage of this week, come and visit one of our pantries. And you'll be shocked, because you know what? We've made them and turned them into an event. So we have music playing, and people refer to them as farmers markets, because that's what we're trying to create. Our members, they're £3.50, select what they want, not what we can afford to give them. And that is the way forward. Make it something special, get the people involved, get them to play a full and active part, because it's actually about empowering communities, and it's about politicising communities. I was pleased last night at the playhouse at the Nuffy Nuffers meeting, see how many of our volunteer people we didn't know before we started pantries, who were got politicised on the back of food poverty. And that's why it's crucial that we continue doing the work we do in local communities. I won't touch on none of the likes of food stuff, but I'll let Ian cover all that, because it's quite extensive, that on its own. But if anyone wants any information or is interested in setting something up at their club or in their areas, don't hesitate to contact us. I can give you one assurance, you won't shake us off once you've contacted us. We'll give you every help and assistance we can to get you off the ground. Thanks very much.